Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, everybody. This is Helena Hart. Welcome back to my Master Your Magnetism podcast. I'm talking with Matthew Coast again today, my very good friend and fellow coach. Welcome, Matt. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. You're one of my favorite people, Helena, and it's an honor to be here. So thank you.
Thank you. Yes, we always have so much fun recording these episodes together. For those of you who aren't familiar with Matt, he is a very, very good friend of mine. He's actually the whole reason I'm on YouTube in the first place. So I have a lot to be grateful for, just knowing you and working together over the years. Matt has also helped hundreds of thousands of women find and keep lasting, committed relationships. He's a world-renowned dating and relationship coach for women. And Matt, you actually have a brand new free webinar that you're offering for limited time just for women in my community. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm so excited to offer this. I know I got to see you a few times recently, and you were telling my husband and I on Christmas that you were so excited for this webinar, and it's finally here. And so I'm just thrilled to be able to offer this completely free to women in my community. We'll talk a little more about that at the end, but let's dive into this topic. I'm really looking forward to this one. We're going to be sharing 7 questions to ask when you first start dating a guy. And I think some of these are really crucial things to know to make sure you're on the same page before getting invested or jumping into a relationship or getting serious with someone, right?
Absolutely. These are questions that you want to talk to him about because it'll avoid frustration, anger, confusion. It'll help you know if you're on the same page. It'll allow you to kind of communicate your desires and find out what's going on with him. And so these are really, really important questions.
Great. I actually don't know exactly what these questions are going to be that you're sharing here today. So I'm looking forward to hearing these myself. What's the first one?
Sure. So the first question is really important if you want to kind of be on the same page. It's something I call his communication blueprint. And it's about seeing what's normal in terms of how often he wants to talk to you. And that way, you know whether he's pulling away or whether this is normal behavior. That way, you're not freaking out if it is normal behavior. And if it isn't normal behavior, then it's okay for you to freak out. And the question is, how often do you think it is normal to talk to someone in a relationship? And there's a bunch of different ways that you can kind of frame this. And one of the best ways I think to do it is to go to an extreme and be like, hey, you know, those couples that talk all the time on the phone, or they text constantly and in touch with each other all the time. They're like in the bathroom and in the shower, they're just talking to each other all the time. Like, what do you think about that? And basically it sets up a frame of allowing him to be like, oh, well, that's obviously way too much. And then opening it up to this conversation of like, well, what do you think is normal if you're dating a woman to be in contact with her and talk to her? What do you think is normal there? And basically what it's doing is it's going, hey, what is normal behavior for you? What if you're in a dating situation, do you think is normal? And some guys are going to want to talk once a week. Some guys are going to want to talk a couple times a week. Some guys want to talk every single day. And it's the same for women. And all this is doing is allowing you to get on the same page with it, because then he can express what he thinks. You can express what you think and what you desire, you know, figuring out what works for the both of you and making sure that you're connecting in ways that works for the both of you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I know I hear from so many women where they haven't heard from a guy in a few days and maybe they just started dating him. They don't know, is this normal or should I start worrying? Is he pulling away? Is this fizzling out? I'm sure you hear that from women all the time too, right?
Sometimes I'll hear women, they'll be like, he pulls away from me every single day. And I'm like, what does that even mean? You know, and they're like, oh, well, you know, like he pulls away at night and then he like talks to me again in the morning. And I'm like, is that really pulling away? You know, and then I get other women that are like, yeah, he pulled away. And I'm like, oh, for how long? They're like 3 months. I'm like, is that even pulling away anymore? It sounds like he's just totally not interested or whatever, right? He had something else come up or some other person or whatever. And so just getting on the same page and understanding what's normal and what's abnormal is just, it's healthy. It's a better way to connect with somebody and it's a better way to communicate so that everything's transparent and open and you get each other.
Definitely. And I like the lighthearted way you brought it up too, because I would imagine you would say with all of these questions, it's not just like sitting a guy down on the first or second date and interviewing him and going down these lists of questions, right? It's important how you frame it.
Yeah. I mean, not unless you just want to completely turn him off and make him think that you're like the most boring, annoying, obsessive, crazy person that he's ever met in his life. And that's kind of a joke for anybody that doesn't get my humor. But really, I see it a lot where, you know, you go on these first dates or second dates and you're just like, I don't want to waste any more time. And so you just go off this checklist of like, you know, what's your relationship like to your mother? And all these different things that are important questions and important things, but it's not going to make you connected to somebody. It's not going to make somebody feel inspired by you or want to create something different or build or grow or any of those kinds of things. And so you don't want to throw all these questions out in the first date. And some of these questions you can ask on the first date, sometime in the date, and you're just having fun, right? The first couple of dates is just to find out if you want to continue seeing each other or not. It's not about locking them down and figuring everything out. No matter what you do, it's going to take time to figure out who this person is. And there's certain things that you can do to make that time shorter. And there are certain things that you can do that will just completely destroy everything. And so this is how to make that time shorter, but still have a great connection.
That's such a good point. A guy can have all the right answers to these questions and you think everything's great in the first week or two, but it's about letting the time go by, seeing if his words and his actions line up. So that's really important. I'm glad you brought that in. Are we ready for the second question?
The second question is really about understanding what makes him feel connected, what drives his heart, what makes him feel good when he's around you. And this is kind of the general gist of what you want to ask. And it's, what is something that makes you feel loved when you're in a relationship? And it's really important that you ask it in this way, because there's this thing out there called the love languages. Maybe you've heard of it. And there's five of them. And those are really good, but it doesn't actually tell you what makes him feel loved. What it tells you is, what are these general categories of things, which can be really, really valuable. But what's even more valuable is if you're talking to a guy and he tells you, hey, you know what really makes me feel loved is when, you know, a woman just thanks me for opening the door for her. What really makes me feel loved is when my girlfriend comes over and just grabs my shoulder or something like that, or puts her arm inside of my arm, or just lets me take care of something or whatever, right? And so you get to understand who this man is really, and you get to understand what really makes him feel deep emotion. And it also allows you to communicate what makes you feel loved. That way you can kind of frame things in a way where you're like, hey, this is the direction that I'd like to see things go as well. And this is how to win with me if you want to win with me. And that's a very powerful thing to do.
That is such a great question. I think a lot of women just kind of fall into these relationships without having some of these conversations. So I'm so happy to be talking about this. Is there anything else you want to say on this one, or should we move on to number three?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that I could say on that, but you know what? Let's just move on to number three.
Sounds great. What's number three?
So number three is something that you want to understand so that you can find out if there's a red flag there much, much faster. And the question is, what do you consider cheating? This question is really, really important, because some people consider different things. And this is actually, they found a lot of differences doing studies on this. They found differences between men and women and what they consider cheating. And so what you might consider cheating, he might consider not even a big deal. And what he might consider cheating, you might not consider a big deal. And so you want to get on the same page with this one and find out where he is with that. Because if you think that him talking to or hanging out with a female coworker by himself is cheating, you can communicate, you can find out if you're on the same page or not. And you can see, because sometimes there might be red flags around that, because there are some guys that don't consider a lot of things cheating that you might consider cheating, and vice versa. And so you just want to get on the same page and find out what's going on there so that you don't have any misunderstandings. Does that make sense?
It's so true. I hear from so many women where they haven't had these conversations and then they are worried because the guy that they're dating is liking a bunch of photos of other women on social media, or maybe talking to someone who's a female friend, but the woman doesn't know her very well. And so, yeah, I think it's really important to have these upfront, straightforward conversations. And I'm sure you have lots of different ways you could frame this, right?
Absolutely. With any of these things, you can create different examples. The best way to do this is talk about relationships in general, or a friend or something like that, and then give a scenario of something and then ask him what he thinks about that. That is the best way to set up any of these questions. Because if you're like, hey, yeah, you know, I have this friend and she's really mad because her boyfriend is, like what you were saying, he's liking all these photos of these half-naked models on Instagram. And she was like, oh, this is totally cheating. What do you think of that? Like, you think that's cheating if he's doing that? And you can, you know, just let you know what he thinks and you can have a conversation about it. And that's where the real magic lies, is actually in having a real conversation about these things and just finding out what's going on with each other.
Right. Before something like that happens, getting on the same page, or making sure you're on the same page before getting invested 3 years in and then feeling devastated because you didn't think about things a certain way and now you're worried that he's cheating. So yeah, fantastic. I love the way you put that. Are we ready for number four?
Yeah, absolutely. Number four is, what do you think about getting married? And this is just a values question. Like, where is his values? And I can feel women in the audience right now cringing at me telling them to ask this question. And it's funny because a lot of women are scared to ask questions like this because they're scared of scaring a man off. And here's the thing. First, you're not asking this question about you. This isn't necessarily about you. Obviously, you're asking it because this may be an important thing that you want sometime in the future. But for most guys that are looking for something real, they don't care if you're asking this question. In fact, it opens up things so that you can actually talk about it. And a lot of guys that are actually looking for something real, they'll be relieved by it. And so what you want to do is just ask this question, and you don't need it to be about you. It's just, you know, hey, what do you think about this? Like, it seems like a lot of people are not getting married as much anymore. Are you interested in marriage? And however you say this, there's kind of this feeling of like, obviously I'm interested in this kind of an area and this topic and seeing what you think about it. And it's something important to talk about that a lot of people ignore. I can't tell you how many women come to me and they're like, I've been avoiding relationship questions for the last 3 years that I've been seeing this guy, and we haven't moved towards a relationship. Do you think that's a red flag? And I'm like, it's a red flag that you didn't ask these questions like a month into the dating phase with the guy, you know? So yeah, you're not necessarily looking to hook him in or anything. And if he's a reasonable guy, he realizes that you're not necessarily looking to hook him in. And it's something that's important to talk about and know, because, you know, maybe you're not interested in marriage. I know a lot of women that are in my community aren't interested in marriage, and you just want to find out whether you guys are on the same page or not. And if he's afraid of talking about this, that's great, because that tells you where he's at with this. And then you can know that you can't take this guy seriously because he's getting up and running out the door when you're talking about any kind of serious relationship or marriage or something. So if he's a healthy human being, even if he's not necessarily looking for marriage, he's happy to talk about this conversation. And if he's not a healthy human being, then he's probably going to run the other direction. Does that make sense to you too?
Definitely. I'm so glad you brought this one in. My husband and I have actually recorded episodes together where we've talked about this and said, actually, the earlier you bring this up, the sooner you have this conversation, the less high stakes it feels. Like that example you gave, if you've been dating a guy for 3 years and you have no idea if he ever wants to get married, you've invested all that time and energy and emotions on him, bringing this up can feel like such a big deal and it's so high stakes. But if it's just been a few dates, you can go ahead and say that because you're not saying, I want this with you. Let's figure this out right now. It's just not a big deal at all. How do you feel about getting married one day? Is that something you see yourself doing? Is that something you want? Or what kind of relationship you're looking for? These are things that you have a right to know if you're thinking about investing time in someone, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And coming from a place of believing that you're valuable and that your desires are valuable and that your voice is valuable and that what you ultimately want is important. Coming from that space, just looking at questions like this, it should just become a natural thing. And the less pressure you put into the question, the less big of a deal it is, right? If you get to the place where you're just like, hey, I can ask whatever questions and it doesn't really matter because I'm coming from a place of being confident myself and just like, hey, whatever, we can talk about whatever, right? The less big of a deal it's going to be when you have these questions. And so if you are at a place where you're feeling really hesitant about it, just start practicing talking like this. Just go on some dates where you just go out and you just start practicing speaking what it is that you want, speaking what it is that you normally wouldn't speak because you're afraid and you don't really normally value your voice as much. And so taking on this idea that your voice is valuable and that your desires are valuable, and then speaking it can be a game changer for you in your life.
It really can. I'm just loving all of these questions. Matt, are we ready for number five?
Yeah, let's do number five. So this is something where you want to find out what kind of fire he has in his life. What's his life like? What does he have desire for? Also, this question actually creates a connection between the two of you. It creates positive emotional intensity and association, which can sound a little bit intimidating, but really it's a powerful thing that can make him desire you and want to be around you. And actually, if you ask questions like these to your friends, you'll actually have better relationships with your friends. And so the question is, what are you passionate about? And it seems like a very simple question, but it's very, very profound and very powerful because what you focus on, you feel. And so if you want him to feel good thoughts or feel good feelings around you, if you want him to feel passionate around you, if you want him to feel excited around you, if you want him to feel a lot of good things when he's around you, then what you want to do is start shifting his focus towards things that he has good emotional connections to in his life. And one of those things is what he's passionate about. And you also get to find out, does he have any passions or does he not have any passions? It's not always somebody's work that they're passionate about. And so it's really valuable and can be really good if you just find out, what is he passionate about? This is just a great question in so many different ways. It can help you support him in ways that maybe he's not even being supported in his life. A lot of people, a lot of men specifically, don't have people who support them in their passions in their life. And if you can find out what his passion is and be supportive of him in that, it'll make him feel more passionate around you. It'll make him feel more supported by you than almost anybody else in his life. It'll make him feel lots of good emotion when he thinks about you and when he talks to you and when he's around you. And that can do so many great things, especially when you're dating a guy.
It really can. It's true what you said, that men don't have a lot of people often. We're speaking in generalizations here, obviously, but a lot of men don't have a lot of people in their life where they can talk about what they're passionate about. And so if you can be that person in his life, he'll just start to see you as irreplaceable, truly, if the two of you are right for each other. So that one was great. Do you have anything else you want to say on that one? Or are we ready for number six?
Let's go to number six. So question number six is really about whether your lifestyles mix together or whether they don't. And it's a really simple question. Sometimes people get stuck in like the demographics questions, you know, like, what do you do? And all that kind of stuff. And instead, a really great question is just asking like, what do you do in your free time? How do you like to spend your free time? And then getting curious about that and just going down that kind of rabbit hole of letting him talk about things that he's interested in and passionate about and that he likes to do. And just seeing, especially women that are living active lifestyles and they want to do all these things. And then they talk to a guy and he's a couch potato. Or it could be vice versa, right? Where you're a couch potato and you're talking to this guy and he's running up and down mountains and stuff. And you're like, I don't know if this is really gonna work out. I want to spend time and hang out on the couch and watch some TV. What are you doing running up and down these mountains, bro? And so it's a really good question, I think. What do you think, Helena?
Yeah, that'll reveal a lot about what a person values. I think what they're into is what they're doing. So they might want to be an active person. They might have this idea that they want to go hiking every Saturday morning and things like that. But what they're doing currently with their free time is a pretty good indicator, I think, at least, of what the future is going to look like with them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We all live in patterns. And you want to find out what this guy's pattern is. Where's he at? Because objects in motion stay in motion until they're acted on by an external force. And so if he's staying in motion, or let's say he's not staying in motion because he's a couch potato, that's something you want to find out about, and you want to find it out soon.
Definitely. So are you ready for that last question you should ask when you first start dating a guy?
Yeah, absolutely. So last question is a very important question to find out about how he handles conflict. This way, you know what's going on. You know, we talked about normal versus abnormal earlier. Well, this is going the other side of it. You want to know how he's going to behave when he's running into conflict and then decide early on whether you even want to deal with it or not. And the question is, what do you do when you feel stressed out, or how do you handle stress, or something like that? And with all these questions, a lot of times a good thing to do is even go first, because it makes the conversation a little bit more smooth when you're talking to them. Like, I had a rough day the other day, you know, and I just wanted to like go to the spa and like get my nails done and all that kind of stuff. What do you like to do when you're stressed out or you're just having a tough time or something? And then you'll be like, I like to go to my man cave and play video games. And, you know, who knows what he does when he's stressed out. But it's an important question to ask, because it will tell you what's going on with him. That way, when he's stressed out and he tells you that he disappears for, you know, a week at a time when he gets stressed out, you're not surprised by the fact that he disappears for a week when he gets stressed out. And you can decide beforehand whether it's something that you want to deal with or not, and just kind of get on the same page with it. Does that make sense?
It definitely does. Or if he does just happen to go into his man cave, so to speak, as you put it, you don't take it personally and think that his mood is your fault and you caused this and you pushed him away, and you want to lean forward then and apologize for things you didn't even do. And of course, all those things just push him further and further away. We could do a whole episode just on that. So I think that's great. I love how these invite really straightforward, direct conversation. You're not playing games. You're not trying to analyze his every move and try and figure him out. These are all masculine energy things that actually keep him at arm's length. And we talked about this a little bit earlier, but I think it's probably important to just reiterate. I imagine you would also say it's important to watch his actions, because any guy could say all the right things on the first or second date, but it's about making sure his actions line up with what he says here, right?
Yeah, I have a saying out there, and that is, when a man's words and actions are out of alignment, always believe the worst of the two. And what you want to do is look at a man's words, you want to look at his actions, and you want them to be in alignment over time. They say that it takes around 3 months before you even really start to get to know somebody. I think people are jumping into relationships way too quickly. I think people are hooking up with each other way too quickly. And I think it's a lot healthier if you just take your time. Just stop listening to the hookup culture. Stop listening to what people are doing out there. Don't let men pressure you into something that you're uncomfortable with. And start taking time to actually get to know somebody and find out what's going on with them. That way you're not 3 months in, 6 months in, a year in, and you're just starting to find out these things about him because you jumped in too quickly, got attached, and you know, you had your love goggles on instead of running the other direction when you saw him. And so you want to take time and get to know a guy. Like Helena said earlier, you don't need to take all these questions and ask them on the first date. These are questions that you can use over time and just get to know and learn about a guy, and just spend some time getting to know and learning about a guy so that you're not getting yourself into a weird situation that's not really good for you anyway.
It's so important. I just want every woman in the whole world to have this information. It'll just save you from years of pain and heartbreak and frustration. We've all been there. These things that I teach now, I just wish I knew 20 years ago. It would have made my love life so much more smooth and easy. So is there anything else you want to say on these 7 questions or this topic? Are we ready to talk about your free masterclass?
Yeah, let's talk about my masterclass.
Great. Yeah, I know it's being offered for a limited time, totally free, just for women in my community. That'll be the first link in the show notes. So just scroll down. If you're listening on Spotify, you might have to click see more. If you're listening on YouTube, just click the title of this video, click where it says 7 questions to ask a guy before you get serious with him. That'll open up the description and it'll be the first link in there. I'll also add it to the comment section if I can. What do you have to say about this masterclass, Matt? I'm so excited to share it with the women in my community.
Yeah. So if you're just tired of swiping left and right, getting nowhere with guys, going on one boring date after another, talking to guys that are going nowhere, you're just tired of guys that just want to hook up with you and you feel like you're going to be single for the rest of your life, I suggest that instead of going through any more pain, that you come to my masterclass. I will show you proven ways. I've been teaching in the dating industry for about 19 years now. I've been teaching on the women's side for about 10, and I have found some of the best ways that women can attract the right guy into their life, exactly what to say to draw him in closer and create a better connection with him. I'll show you everything that you need to know to go from where you are right now to being in an amazing relationship filled with passion and love, where a man values you, you feel safe, he cares about you, wants to get to know you, and you guys live happily ever after. So come to my masterclass, because I will deliver the results and I'm going to let you know exactly what you need to do in order to get into that relationship you want.
That sounds amazing. And it's completely free, right? For a limited time, at least. So if you're listening to this podcast, definitely go sign up for a time that works for you. Is that how it works?
Yep. It's totally free. So go and check it out. If you want me to help you with your love life, if you're frustrated, you're not sure what to do, we have proven methods. What I've done is I've looked at everything and I've said, okay, what would guarantee that a woman gets into the relationship that she wants to be in? And we've looked at study after study after study. We've worked with hundreds of thousands of women, and this is what will guarantee that you end up getting into the relationship you've always wanted to have.
Perfect. I highly recommend checking out anything Matt has going on. I always say this, but there's only a very tiny handful of coaches that I recommend working with. And Matt is definitely one of them at the top of that list. So please check out his masterclass while it's still being offered free to the women in my community. Again, that's the first link in the description or show notes. Anything else you want to say before we close out here today, Matt?
It's just been an honor to be here. Thank you so much. I respect you so much, Helena. I respect your work, and I appreciate you allowing me to be on here and talking to your audience. So thank you so much.
Same here. Thank you so much. Every time we do an episode, I think we should probably do so many more of these. The time just flies by. So I hope everyone got a lot out of this. Make sure you're following my podcast so you don't miss any of my new episodes. I have new episodes coming out every single week. Just click the follow button on my podcast homepage. You might have to click the 3 dots if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And you don't want to miss any of my new episodes coming out. I have some great ones to share over the next couple weeks. So thanks for listening, everyone. Matt, thank you again. Hope to talk with you again soon.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The biggest mistake women make when a man is hot and cold, acting distant, or pulling away is something called a connection barrier, and it only pushes him further away. If you'd like to read about what a connection barrier is so you don't accidentally make it, go to forever1234.com. Again, that's forever1234.com.